Sunday, 9th of September, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, where to be during the shofar.
Start with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Imru lefonai malchus, kedei shetam lichuni aleichem. You should proclaim before me malchus, kingship, sovereignty, Kadesha Tamli Chuni Aleichem, in order that you should coronate me over you. The Baruch Lenin is talking. He's talking about Rosh Hashanah, Imru Lefonai Malchus. It also says, this will bring up the Zichronis as well, Malchus, the Zichronis. And then the Gemara finishes by saying, Uvameh, with what? What should be the instrument that will be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What will be the instrument that will be Ma'ale, the Zichron of Klal Yisrael L'Tovo before Hashem? Says the Gemara Uvameh, Bashoifa, with the Shoifa. That's the Gemara. So we have Malchus, we have Zichronus, we have Shoifres, and that's what Musaf is divided into, that's the essence of the day. So the Kasha is like this, Shreksach Deshaina. First of all, the whole Indian of Shoifa. Why a Shoifa? Why do we use the Shoifa in Rosh Hashanah? There could be so many things. The Gemara says, Ein Zomish Shmiya L'Re'iyah. Hearing something is not as powerful as seeing something. Maybe we should just lift up the shofar. Show the shofar. Make people look at it like Havdalah. Baruch Atah Hashem Bo'im Mari Ha'esh. That's the shofar. What's the Indian dafka that the shofar is the essence of the Yom Teruah, the apostle calls it. It's the day of the shofar. Or Zichron in Teruah. It's all about Teruah. It's all about the shofar. If you don't have shofar, the Baruch Lameh says, the year can be very difficult. He actually tracks historically a year that doesn't begin. It's all about the shofar. It's all about the shofar. Why the shofar? What's the Indian of shofar? Number one. But more importantly, what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara says, Imru lefonai malchus. You should proclaim, you should say, you should enunciate, you should speak out malchus. You should speak out zichronus. Imru means with the mouth. Imru, tefillah. So what's the Gemara say? Uvameh, with what? What else? You talk with your mouth. Imru lefonai malchus, Imru lefonai zichronus. What's the Indian uvameh with what, Bashoifa? What's the kasha of the Gemara? That's question number one. Question number two is like this. We ask the question, why is it a shofar, and why is it dafka through the mitzvah of Shmiyah? The reality is, if we look at shofar, even though the mitzvah is Shmiyah, even though the mitzvah is listening to the shofar, hearing the shofar, like you see, for example, that it says if you blow a shofar l'soich haboyer. Now the halacha says that based on the Gemara, if you blow a shofar into a pit in a way that you don't really hear it, or in a way that you're only hearing the echo, or there's a shofar inside another shofar and you're not sure which shofar you're hearing. I don't know why someone would put a shofar inside a shofar. I mean, sometimes the Gemara needs to take care of everyone. But if you put a shofar inside another shofar because you're in the mood, right? So then the halacha is, you have to make sure that you're hearing the koh panimi and not the koh chitzoni. Shteik tzach v'chassidim go to town with that, the koh panimi. But halachically speaking, you have to hear the sound of the shofar. It's not good enough to see it, you have to hear it. Also the bracha tells us that. The bracha says, lishmoya koil shofar. I think that's the only bracha that we have that says lishmoya. Correct me if I'm wrong. Even Megillah, which is a mitzvah to hear the Megillah, the bracha is al mikro Megillah. It's true that you have to hear the whole every word in the Megillah, but the mitzvah is al mikro Megillah, except that through reading the Megillah you hear it. But with shofar lishmoya koil shofar, you have to hear the shofar about it. Kaya has to hear it. The Rambam says in Teshuvas, I saw this week for the first time, the Rambam says that blowing the shofar is like asiyat hasukkah. It's like building a sukkah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. It's to bring towards the mitzvah, but it's not the essence of the mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah is the shemiyat hashofar. You have to hear, it's like sitting in the sukkah. That's the mitzvah. About a siyat hasukkah is a mitzvah, but the ikkar is you can sit in it, sleep in it, live in it. So the shofar is like that. The question is, why? Why does go in Rosh Hashanah? I'll ask another question. The Tzadik Gaon Ki Yadua brings 10 reasons why we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. 10 possible reasons. Har Sinai, Kodeshom Mashiach, Chatzotzer, his coronation, etc., etc., or Hayishag Ariyah Bayar, Ve'omlo Yechrodu, right? When you hear the sound of the shofar, it shakes people up. The Rambam Uri Sheinu Mishinachem, etc., etc. But chief amongst the reasons why we blow shofar, and the reason I know that it's chief, I'll share in a moment, but perhaps rising above all the 10 reasons, sigwis that I brought for blowing the shofar, is what's called the Isle of Yitzchak. Because the shofar reflects or represents or brings to the fore the Isle of Yitzchak from the Akedah. That's the perhaps the ikar reason of shofar on the whole Rosh Hashanah. It's all about Akedah Yitzchak. How do I know it's one of the ikar? If it's not the chief reason, but it's one of the ikar ikarim of Rosh Hashanah, because the halacha again says that you have to blow a shofar of an aisle. It has to be an aisle. It could be b'di'evet of a from a kisva. It could come from another animal, b'di'evet. But lechatchila, the shofar has to come from an ayil, from a ram. It has to be a ram. Why? That's the Mishnah Berurah. Tov kuf pei, can't remember. Says the Mishnah Berurah because lahazkir akedas Yitzchak. Tzekich ay chashayla. I'll ask you. Akedas Yitzchak, Rosh Hashanah. Makesha. What's the kesha? Okay, fine. Avraham Avinu is Moshe Nefesh, Yitzchok was Moshe Nefesh, Kashem Shekovash Rachamov to do your Rotson, so too should be Kovash Rachamim to do our Rotson. Avraham Avinu jumped in a fire as well. With Nimrod. Maybe we should all jump in a fire in Rosh Hashanah. Let's do that. Light a fire, we'll jump inside. Why does get that mitzvah? What's the Indian, the essence of Akedas Yitzchok? That's the aisle and that's the shofar, and you don't have a shofar, you don't have Rosh Hashanah. If you do have a shofar, you do it. If you have Akedas Yitzchok, you have Rosh Hashanah. If you don't have Akedas Yitzchok, you don't have Rosh Hashanah. It's all about Akedas Yitzchok. Mazeh! Okay, Chashtei Zeschus, but the whole Indian of the day is Akedas Yitzchok. It's a big question. And to strengthen that question, we'll bring the famous pasuk that we say in Slichus, and we say it a lot over the next few weeks. The pasuk says, "V'zacharti esverisi Yaakov, v'af esverisi Yitzchak, v'af esverisi Avraham ezkor, v'ha'aretz ezkor." Let's say the pasuk again. "V'zacharti esverisi Yaakov, I will remember the bris that I made with Yaakov." Rav Moshe Leib is talking. "V'af esverisi Yitzchak, v'af esverisi Yitzchak, I'll also remember the bris of Yitzchak. The afes berisi Avraham ezkor, and also the bris I made with Avraham I will remember. The ha'aretz ezkor, and I remember Eretz Yisrael." Says the Gemara, if you notice, by Yaakov it says a loshin zechira, v'zocharti es berisi Yaakov. By Avraham it says a loshin of zechira, of remembrance, because it says the ezkor, it says by Avraham Avinu. By the Oretz, it says, a loshen of Zechir v'ha'oretz Ezkar. By Yitzchak, it doesn't say Ezkar. It just says, v'afes berisi Yitzchak. It should be consistent. It should either say, v'zachartis berisi Avraham, v'zachartis berisi Yitzchak, v'afes berisi Avraham Ezkar, v'ha'oretz Ezkar, or just say, v'zachartis berisi Avraham, it's berisi Yitzchak, it's berisi Yaakov, it's berisi Oretz. Why doesn't it say Zechir by Yitzchak? Says the Gemara, an unbelievable Gemara. Says the Gemara, the Rebbein Shalom doesn't need reminding about Yitzchak. Why? Because Afroi Munach Lefonai Tomid. That's why. Because the Efer of Yitzchak Avinu is lying in front of the Hashem all the time. So Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kviyochel, needs reminding, whatever that means. However, we prepare for Zichronus, that will answer this as well. But the Zichron of Avraham is necessary for the Rebbein Shlomo Kviyochel. A Zichron or a Zecher for Yaakov is necessary. For the Oretz is necessary, not for Yitzchak. Because Afroi Munach Lefonai Tomei. Let me ask you one last question for now. Afroi Munach Lefonai Tomei? The Efer of Yitzchak? Let's read the story. Yitzchak wasn't Nechat. Or he wasn't Nishchat, at least. He got down, it was an aisle. Not the Efer of Yitzchak. Afroi Munach Lefonai Tomei, the Efer of Yitzchak is lying in front of Baruch Shalom. Any Chedayin who can read the story say, wait a second, Yitzchak wasn't burned. Yitzchak went on to give birth to Yaakov and to Esav and all the stories and all the Shvatim and Binyan Kal Yisrael. Mazeh Afroi Shal Yitzchak Munach Lefonai Tomei. It's a problem of question. Unbelievable. So to answer this, to understand Akedas Yitzchak, because clearly that's the essence of the day and that's the halacha, has to be a Shofar Shel Ayil. I want to look at the Medrash Tanchumim of Parshas Vayera. The Medrash says like this. We'll read through the Medrash for a few minutes. How long do we have? Okay. So the Mishnah says, "Kedomai hafsotan baderech." When Avraham Avinu was walking with Yitzchak on the way to doing the Akedah, so the sotan jumped in front of him on the road. John, we may know the Medrash, but we'll do Chazar. And he appeared in front of Avraham Avinu like an old man. He says to Avraham Avinu, where are you going? He says to him, I'm going to daven. The Satan says to Avraham Avinu, he says, "Umisha holech lehispala, lama eshu ma'achelus biyodoi ve'etsim akaseifoi." Says to him, "Tell me, someone is going to daven, takes wood and a knife and matches. Most people go to shachris at 1,000 tefillin. Vosi dos eshu ma'achelus biyodoi." He says to Avraham Avinu. Omaloi, Avraham says to him, "Shema nisha yoyim or yomayim v'nishchad v'noyfe v'noychal. Who knows? We might get stuck there for a few days and have to shech something and eat it. I'm taking this along." Omaloi. So the Sultan says to him, "Zokin, listen here, old man. What, you think I wasn't there when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to take your son and shecht him? What's with you?" He says to him, "Do you understand that you're a Meshugana?" He says, "Do you understand that when you shecht your son, they're going to scream at you and say, 'Look at you, you're a murderer'?" He said, "You're my Abbe Neshoma, Shetis Chayev Olav Adin." Avraham Avinu wasn't interested. So the Sultan gave up with Avraham Avinu. And so he went to Yitzchak. Holach me'olov v'nidmo lebocha. So he looked like a younger man. Yitzchak was 37. V'omad al yemino shel Yitzchak. And he stands by his side. He says, "Omaloi, lo'on ato holech, where are you going, Yitzchak Avinu?" Omaloi says to him, "Little more Torah, I'm going to learn." Omaloi says to him, "V'chayechoi v'misotcha? Are you going to learn in your life or in your death?" Omaloi Yitzchak says to him, "V'chayesh ov m'shiyum v'nacha misa?" So I haven't really met anyone yet who managed to learn after they were dead. Omaloi, Olu Vayaluva, Kamata Niyos Nis Anis Imcha Shaloi Naladato. Do you understand how many Niyos, how many fasts, how many tears your mother shed, how many fast days she fasted, how many tefillahs she beseeched before the Rishon to have you? And you realize your old father's going to shecht you? Do you understand what you're doing? Meshugana, Olu Vayaluva, he calls him. Yitzchak says to him, "Aval Pikein, Loi Evoi Aldaz, Yotzi Val Tzivui Ovi." Not interested. Da'at Hashem, I want to do what the Ratzon Hashem is, I want to do what the Ratzon my father is, that's it. So, let's get down a bit. He tried again with Avraham. The Sultan gives up, he says, "You know what? I'll try something else. Kimish Hirosh ala Kiblu Mimenu," seeing as you saw Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu, we're not giving him the time of day. "Holach v'naso lifnehen nohor godo." So, the Sultan turned himself into a nohor, into a river. Turns him into a river. He gets the Sultan could do anything. Turn himself into a river. Miyad Yorad Avraham v'soy chamay. Avraham Avinu went into the river. V'higiu ad birkov, and the waters came, started rising. Omar lina orov boy acharai. He says, "Come on." Yorad acharov kimishi higiu ad chatzi anor higia hamay mat savoroi. They got halfway through the river, and the waters are now to his neck. So at that point, Avraham says, "Listen, what am I supposed to do?" Tola Avraham Einov Lashomayim. Avraham Avinu looks up to heaven. Omar Lafana Rebbein Shlonim. He says, "What am I supposed to do? You chose me. Horei Soli, Bechartoni, Nigle Soli. You told me, Ani Yochid, Va'ato Yochid. Ayot Chayivod Ashmi Bo'elomi. I'm going to be the one who's going to proclaim your name in the world. Ha'alev Mikitzcho Bincho Lafonai. V'hareini Oisig B'tzivi Uyech. I'm trying to do what you want. I'm trying to do your up in the voice. What am I supposed to do? Mani Afzeh. What do you want me to do next? V'achsho bo'u na'mayim ad nofesh. Im ani o Yitzchok b'nitoi ve'a mi'ikai ma'amorcho. If I drown, or Yitzchok drowns, what's going to happen to the world? The whole world's going to turn back to Toyo Bovoyu." So it says, Boishem dried up the river immediately. He turned it around, dried it up. The Sultan still didn't give up. Last thing in the Medrash. The Sultan doesn't give up. What does the Sultan say to Avraham Avinu? He says to him, "Let me tell you something. Kach shomati ma'achore ha'pargoid. I heard behind the heavenly curtain that hasel la'ola ve'en yitchok la'ola. I've heard that a little sheep is going to be offered up as the Akedah and not your son Yitzchok." So he tried a new tactic. He says to him, "You're going to fail anyway. You're not going to succeed," the Sultan says to him. The Medrash says, Omar lo. He said to him, I assume it's Avraham Avinu talking to the Sultan. He says to him, "Kach on shoshal badai. This is the punishment of a con man. This is the punishment of someone who cries wolf. She'afilu oy me'emes ein shoymin loy. Even if he's telling the truth, it was true. Hasela olavit, no one listens to you anymore. No one listens to you. If you're a used car salesman, begin. Kach on shosho badai. She'afilu oy me'emes ein shoymin loy. Miyad v'yad ha'mokim e'rochoy v'chule. Say the Mefarshim from this Medrash that the Yesod of Akedah Yitzchak is that it says ha'elokim osa et ha'odom yoshor ve'heim dikshu chesbonos rabim. Ha'elokim osa et ha'odom yoshor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind straight, with yashrus. We're all created with yashrus. That's the name of who we are. Yisroel, says Arizal, Yoshur Keil, with a yashrus with the version. It's clear, it's poshut, it's yoshur, it's straight. What's the complication? V'heim bikshu cheshboi nos rabin. But we complicate things. We turn things into pretzels. We twist the mahin, we twist the maher, to get to such a degree that it's not clear anymore. It's not clear anymore. You've seen the Maim of Rav Desla, Mamata Emes, or any of the Yesodis that talk about these, this Indian. It's very poshut that the Rabbi Yisrael creates a person Yosho with a certain sense of Yashrus, a certain sense of straightness. And the problem with the Averas is not that we become Metumtum literally, because we say every morning, Elakayin, Eshomesh, and Osato be Tahoi Rohi, it's always Tahoi, but it becomes so crooked that the light can't go through because we've made tunnels this way and that way we can't understand. Lamosh, you take a young child and you say to the young child, eat your broccoli, it'll make you healthy. It's good for you. Eat your spinach, it'll make you healthy, it's good for you. What does the child say? What are you talking about? Give me the chocolate. Because a child can't see the good in broccoli. We also can't. But broccoli to a child is evil. The ultimate evil. The child wants chocolate. He says, child, eat broccoli. If you can't see the godless, if you can't feel it, taste it, touch it, experience it, it's evil. Right? You tell a child, right, wait today for tomorrow. The definition of a child in Chazal is someone who can't wait for tomorrow. So we want to know if we're children or adults. An adult can wait till tomorrow. And the child is Basher Hushok. Right? That's when you see it. You tell a child, put your pocket money away to be able to buy a house one day. He'll say, huh? A house? Huh? Right? He wants to buy chocolate now. Kachazeh. We understand. Say. Child doesn't understand the concept. So a child, you tell him something that's good, unless he can feel it. Zaloshan. You tell a child, listen, there's a Rabbi Yishlenum, Hasinai, Mitzvahs. Child goes, mm-hmm. Yeah. What's it does? Where? Who? What? Where? Show me the Rabbi Yishlenum. Let me touch it, feel it, taste it, eat it, drink it. But, right. You tell a child, Rabbi Yishlenum, Yashrus, no problem, no problem. But Unzra Chevra, they work in the Kiruv world, you tell an adult, Rabbi Yishlenum, he goes, yeah. Like broccoli. Ha'elokim also es ha'odom yosha. The whole big shulchan when zama time become adults, the whole bunch of them things become a problem. Loshen har. The teles really needs it. I need to get off my chest. It's my wife. There's a heter. He's in yonim. It's what Chazal called cheshbonos rabim. I get up in the morning. Slichus. Slichus starts 6:30. It's now 6:20. It takes about 6 minutes to get dressed, make a coffee, and I can still make it. At 6:45, right? I need a bit extra because by the time I get to Hashem, I'll have kavon. These are cheshbonos, right? These are cheshbonos rabbim. But the yashrus that we learn from the Akedah is, look at Avraham Avinu. And Moira Putna speaks this out. What did Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was the smartest, cleverest, shrewdest, most gewaldige person of his generation. The Sultan comes and meets him. The Sultan says to him, Lo'on Atahonech, where are you going? What did Avraham Avinu say to him? If I was Avraham Avinu, I would have said to him, I'm going to shech my son. You have a problem with that? What does Avraham say? This father. Go to Davin. Says, really? Someone who goes to Davin has wooden ashes and wooden matches and he says, I'm going to get hungry. Avraham Avinu didn't argue with the Sotan. He didn't try in this way and that way and to have a philosophical discussion with him about why shechting the son is really goodness of Rotten Hashem. Lehis father. And when he says to me, father, I'm going to get hungry, I put the rib in front of him, Avraham keeps walking. He says to Yitzchak, we're going to learn Torah. So he goes to learn Torah, and when you're dead, yeah, that's right. In other words, the Mahalach of Akedah Yitzchak teaches us, Ha'elokim Osa Adam Yoshua, keep going. When the Sotan comes, don't fight the Sotan, the Sotan is much stronger than us. Ilulei Yisrehu lo yuchaloi, the Gemara says, it's impossible to fight the Sotan, much stronger than us. The only way, says the Akedah, to fight the Sotan is Yashrus. Keep moving. Don't fight it. Say, I have to get up. That's it. When the cheshbonis starts sinking in, I'm not speaking Lashon Hara, I'm out of here. It's a gedolim, right? When you try and tell them some Lashon Hara in their ear, they're out the door. Faster than you can say Jim Robinson. They're out. They're gone. Not interested. Someone told me about a golem in Eretz Yisrael who was born without earlobes. It doesn't matter who it is. He's born without earlobes, right? The Gemara says we just learned it. Learn it for the Daf Yomi next. So is why we have earlobes to tuck it inside the ear to stop the speaking Lashon Hara. This tzaddik, him and Lashon Hara are so anathema. Presumably, if he heard Lashon Hara, he would probably die. He's so Lashon Hara is just so not shyach by him. He doesn't have earlobes. Just something. This is the oral kemina. So let's take a bit further here. So Rav Putna goes a bit weiter with our kemina and says like this. He says that there is a musig called b'machalik kovod to izokin sheshochach talmudai. He says a big Talmud Chacham who was shochach Talmudai for one reason or another, he lost his Torah for whatever reason. There's still an inyan out in the Mechalakim covered. Why? Because the roshim of his Torah that was there all his life, that is not there anymore, right? The roshim is still there. The Torah is not there, but the roshim, what made this tzaddik, this golden to who he is still there. And that roshim is so real that it's an inyan out to be Mechalik covered to zokin shochach Talmudai. That's what it says. He says you learn it out. The truth is you learn it out from the luchos. You learn out from the luchas, because the luchas, Rishonos, it says, were broken and smashed and gone. So they will be gather a zokin sheshochach talmuda, like this osios porchos, the letters left. Like a zokin, if it gets his learning, is like the luchas that lost their letters, they flew away. Right? But the roshim that was says Rav Hutna, that was left over from the luchas Rishonos, were what injected the luchos shnios with their kedusha. And we still have the luchos shnios. Shivri ha luchos, have the sefer Torah. So there's a concept that the original koyach of Torah can never be lost completely. If it was there once upon a time, but then it faded away, the effect that it leaves behind is still very powerful. You see this musig also with a tzaddik that leaves the city. A tzaddik that leaves the city, it says, pon a tzaddik, pon a zivik, pon a hodroi, but what's left behind is a tremendous koyach. That's why we get so excited. Tzaddik bola ir, tzaddik bola ir. He's going to leave next week. He's going to leave behind a tremendous roshin. That's what it's called. It's called a zokin shoshokach talmudai. Says Rav Hutna, that the koil of Har Sinai was different from the Koil HaDibros. The Koil HaDibros, the Pasuk says, of Chanan was Koil Godol Veloy Yosof. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk of Chanan. That the Koil was straight, it was the Shivyon, it didn't go up, it didn't go down. But the Koil of the Shofar at Har Sinai, it says in the Ramban, was Hoylech V'Chozek. It got stronger and stronger. The Inyan says of Hutna is, because the Koil of Har Sinai has to go to the end of time. The coil of the Dibros were there for the moment and gone. They were trapped in the Sefer Torah. But the coil of Har Sinai, that shofar, which some say is the same coil that says it goes out every day, Bas Koil Yotzes Mehar Sinai, and it cries out, Oy Lil Bonos Shel Torah, that coil gets stronger and stronger each generation. Why? Why? Because the roshim that was left over from Har Sinai gets bigger and bigger and bigger with every generation that passes. And it's the coil of Har Sinai that takes that roshim and puts it back into a reality. It's mechayeh the roshim. That's what it says. The koyach of a shofar is something that can turn a result, a roshim, an impact of great kedusha of Torah, and can make it real again. That's the yesod of the shofar. The yesod of Rav Hutna. The Haino like this. We say every morning, say three times a day, and we say the words Hashiveinu Ovinu L'Serasecha. We must be like this. Hashiveinu avinu l'saratecho, return us to your Torah. The korveinu malkeinu, and bring us close la'avodasecho. And the hachazireinu, it's not the same as hashiveinu, but the hachazireinu, return and take us back the teshuva shalema. First off, the kasha. You meet a Baal teshuva, who was ochel and venus and trevus kol yomov, and he starts coming back to Torah. That I understand is called teshuva, because you're returning to somewhere where your great Zeda was. I understand that. When we stand every morning, we say, Hashiveinu Ovinu Nusarasecho, take us back to your Torah. Where's back? Where are you going? What's back? If a person was once a Zokein who had a tremendous amount of Torah and then he lost it, so you could say, Hashiveinu Nusarasecho. If we spent many years in yeshiva and now unfortunately we don't have time, we could say, Hashiveinu Nusarasecho. But there's an assumption here that we once had Torah. There's an assumption that we were once here. And now we're here, and we're asking the Rosh, take us back to where we were. Hachazireinu, put us back to where we were. But who said we were anywhere ever to start with? It's a bikasha. What's the whole meaning of teshuva? V'shavta in the Torah corresponds to v'shav Hashem alekecha v'kibetzchom kol ha'amim. So we'll return spiritually, that Kodesh Baruch will return us geographically. But the inyan teshuva itself is a bikasha. Let's say we've been growing all our life, right? We've never really done major chatoim. So who said we were ever greater than we are today to assume hashiveinu v'hachazireinu? Dr. Afutin, we're making a mistake. Every single yid comes from the highest place. Ha'elokim osas ha'odom yosha. What happened was, is cheshbonis and this and that, but the yisod of the yisod ha'nefesh, the yisod of the neshama of a yid, is holy, it's transcendent, it's elevated, it's special, it's tahorahi. The Rosh Hashanah, with davening, take away the ikuvim, take away the dirt, take away the crust. Because the Vesna explains that the chet, what it does is puts a crust on top of the neshama, the neshama is still there. Hachazirenu, to what that was. The koyach of the shofar, not the pachazitzchot, is the koyach to take away the ikuvim. The shofar comes in and removes all the blocks in order we can go back to that yashrus. It says to the sultan, lehispalim, lumo Torah. Maybe I'll get hungry. I'm going to walk into the river. Because what the sultan does is it crusts in the shomer, it puts the kuvim there, it makes things confusing, we can't see the way, there's a river in the way now, there are cheshbonos, taket, I'm going to double, where's my talus, where's my tefillin, we get confused. The koyach of the shofar that we learn from Akeva Shel Yitzchak is that it removes the ikuvim that confuse us. So the mele, the yashrus of Yisrael can shine forth. And when we become Yisrael and Hasina, that's the koil of the shofar. That's the teeth kind of the shofar. He also says that the Gemara brings down the halacha is that the shofar has to be kofuf. There's machlokes in the Gemara in Daf Chof Vov on the base, Chof Zayin on the base. At the bottom, there's machlokes where the shofar should be straight like the chatzotzis, the shofar should be kofuf, but here, halacha comes out, kofuf. Shofar has to be like this. Lechatchil al kavanah, shofar has to be kofuf. But the koil that comes out of the shofar has to be a koil poshut. Say the mefoshim and mori dikazach. It's the same inyan. Be'etzem, we are Yosha. The chatoim come because we have kasifa. You shine a light down a shofar, it can't come out because there's a bend. Or it comes out distorted. The tachlis of Rosh Hashanah is to turn the kasifa into peshita. That you should be motzi a koil posher from a shofar kofel. We're kofel for Rosh Hashanah. It says that we're supposed to daven a shtikul kofel for Yom Neroyim. That's why the Gemara says there should be a koil kofel, a shofar kofel. Because it reflects the way that we daven. We look like this. But the yisod to bring out a koil posher, yashrus, rishlem, to get the cheshbon, is the gadlus and being tom. I quickly say one yisod that he says about Eilish Shel Yitzchak, and then we'll tie it together. So Rav Hudna in Pachad Yitzchak goes one level deeper, shtickle deeper. He's mazdar kedis Yitzchak like this. He says the yisod that we've said is that we start out Yosha, like Avraham Avinu, comes along the sultan, and tries to make things complicated. The answer is lo yochal. Don't argue with him. Don't try and straighten out the sultan. Just keep moving. Yasha. That's what we're davening for. During shofar, Rebbeinu Shlomo, you should be miyasha my kfifa. Because that's the problem. It's a shtus. It's nonsense. The sultan's full of nonsense. Full of garbage. The tefillah during shofar is Rebbeinu Shlomo, straighten it out. Smooth it out, get rid of the bumps, get rid of the sotten. He says more than that. He says a tremendous galus, and this will answer the kashas that we asked before. Avraham Avinu had a machshava to be shechit his son, to shecht his son. That machshava was so powerful that Kodesh Baruch Hu mitzaref machshava lemaisa. It's like he did it. That preparedness to shecht his son was like a maisa that was done. It was like a done deed. That's the galus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevatel that machshava by saying Al tishlach yodcho el hana'a, don't touch the young boy. So it's mevatel it. But what about the gadlus? What about the machshava? What about what that created? Says Rav Hudna, incredible, fantastic. What this mamish what shofar is? He says the ayil that came to Muras Yitzchok was Yitzchok, because that's what a shofar is in it. A shofar can take a roshim, the impact of hanging in the air, and can make it mamish once again with chiyus, so that the ayil was Yitzchak. We can go back to what it was mamish by the result of a zokin shishochach talmudoi. It's like the tzaddik returned to the ear, literally, so that when the ayil was put up on the arcade and it wasn't Yitzchak, afray munach lefonai tomit. So the Ariza says the Yitzchak is always says Kate Chai, and the second Brochus Shmona Esther is Klapi Yitzchak and Chai and Mason, because Yitzchak after Akedah was a different Yitzchak. He was Geshochten on the Mizbeach. That's what it says. He was Geshochten. Yeah, through the aisle. Unbelievable. So the Koyach of the Shofar, the aisle of Yitzchak is, we can go all the way back to Yashrus and Gadlus and all and Tzidkus and all these tremendous things, if only to be Miyashi the Kvitho. says the Gedalia, Su'u Sha'orim Roshechem, Usu'u Pischei Oilom, V'yovoi Melech HaKovoi. This is the Mizmor that we say, this is the Mizmor of Rosh Hashanah. Melech HaKovoi is the Rebbe Yishleinom. Su'u Sha'orim Roshechem, Usu'u Pischei Oilom. It's not that we're evil. It's not that we have Chatoim and we don't have a way back. The Etzem, the Shomash, and the Satabito Hiri. But we put up Sha'orim. He says, the Sha'orim are the gates. Like somebody once recently said, he said, Mashiach isn't coming. So Mashiach is here. But we've got our shoulders against the door, we don't let him in. Se'u Sha'orim Roshechem. Roshechem is Rosh Hashanah. Pischei Olam is Yom Kippur. Se'u is the Indian. Open up. Umimela, the Yovoi Melech HaKovid. You don't have to do anything. Umimela, you'll go back. The king will come in. Se'u Sha'orim Roshechem. Se'u Pischei Roshetev Shofar. The Indian being. That the koyach of shofar and Rosh Hashanah is the ability to open the shorim, open the pischei olam, kedei that it can be, that we can turn a shofar kofuf into a koil poshet.